I had occasion a few weeks since to take the early train from Providence to Boston, and for this purpose rose at 2 o'clock in the morning. Everything around was wrapped in darkness and hushed in silence, broken only by what seemed at that hour the unearthly clank and rush of the train. It was a mild, serene midsummer's night. The sky was without a cloud, the winds were whist. The moon, then in the last quarter, had just risen, and the stars shone with a spectral luster but little affected by her presence. Jupiter, 2 hours high, was the herald of the day. The Pleiades, just above the horizon, shed their sweet influence in the east. Lyra sparkled near the zenith. Andromeda veiled her newly discovered glories from the naked eye in the south. The steady pointers far beneath the pole looked meekly up from the depths of the north to their sovereign. Such was the glorious spectacle as I entered the train. As we proceeded, the timid approach of twilight became more perceptible. The intense blue of the sky began to soften. The smaller stars, like little children, went first to rest. The sister beams of the Pleiades soon melted together, but the bright constellations of the west and north remained unchanged. Steadily the wondrous transfiguration went on,